Welcome to Torati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 63. This Perek continues the prophecies of Geula that we have focused on in previous Prakim, but it takes a roundabout route, several detours on the way there, as we shall soon see. Last Perek in Pasuk 10 described the making ready, the making way for Klal Yisrael as they return from their distant lands to redemption. Ivru, ivru, basharim, panu derech ha'am, solu, solu, hamsila. Pass through, come and get ready. We're going to build up the highway, remove all the obstacles, and watch as everyone comes back. And now it's as if an onlooker is describing and noticing the phenomena that take place as this galus is redeemed. Mi zeh ba me'edom, chamutz begadem, mi batzra, zeh hadur b'lvusho, tso eberov kocho. Who is this? I see someone, Kaviyachol Hashem, who is coming back from Edom after taking Nekama from them. Chamutz begadim is a description of Kaviyachol, the clothing Hashem will be wearing, which is cloaked in blood, dipped in wine vinegar, as if it were dipped in wine vinegar, which is the color of the crimson from the blood of the Goyim from whom he has taken vengeance. And the dialogue begins. The observer asks, who is this majestic personage? His clothing a testament to his victories? And Hashem answers, Ani medaber b'tzedaka, rav lehoshia. It is I, powerful in great triumph, speaking in righteousness. Rashi explains that this is not to be understood literally, but this entire pasuk exchange is b'lashon b'nei adam. It's a metaphor so that it can be understandable by the listener. This is Hashem after triumph over Edom. And the Gemara tells us that this triumph is not only over the nation of Edom, but of the Tsar Edom. We know that every nation has its powering angel, and now Hashem slaughters that powering angel. Of all the exiles, we know that Edom is the strongest, the most powerful, and the longest, and that it was there from the beginning as the true opponent of Klal Yisrael, forever vying for our strength from the time of Esav's birth. La'om mila'om ye'ematz. There will always be one power trying to overpower us, another power. And this Perek witnesses the complete crushing of that power of Esav. Not a vestige of their might remains, even their one merit of Kibud Av that powered them all this time. We are witnessing now its complete eradication from our midst. Chazal tell us additionally that the Tsar of Edom also comprises the Yetzer Hara. And in the time of the Geula, the kochos of Ra, the powers of evil, that is represented by the Sitra Achra and the Yetzer Hara, they will entirely disappear. We hint to this every Pesach at the end of the Seder when we sing Chad Gadya, V'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shachat L'malach HaMaves. At the end, Hashem is going to destroy the angel of death, meaning that the power of the angel of death will be terminated as Hashem brings about a world of only good with the Geula Shalema. And to this figure coming from Edom, coming from its great city, Batzra, the Navi asks, Madua Adom lelvushecha uvgadecha kedorech bagas? Why is your clothing so red and so dirty as somebody who walked through a pressing of grapes, a vineyard? Pura darachti levadi, the answer, I did walk through a vineyard, a grape press myself, umiamim in ish iti, and from all the people, there was no man with me. V'adrochem ba'api, v'ermesem ba'chamasi. And I slaughtered all these nations with my anger, and I trod on them with my wrath. And here ba'chamasi, Rashi explains that the anger, the additional anger upon the nations of the world came about because although Hashem was angry at Bnei Yisrael a little bit, they added on to that wrath with their own cruelty. V'yez nitzcham al begadai v'chal mabushai egalti. And therefore you see the redness of their blood on my clothing. And that is my stains that you are marking upon when you ask, why is my clothing red? Kiyom nakam bilibi ushnas ge'ulai ba'a. I had planned this day of vengeance, and my year of redemption arrived. Va'abit ve'ein ozer, and I looked around; there was no one to help me from the nations. Ve'eshtomein ve'ein somech, I stared around, but no one came to my aid, meaning nobody else wanted to take the nakama of Bnei Yisrael on the nations that wronged them. Va'toshali zeroi v'chamasi hi simachsani, my own arm was the one that wrought the triumph, and my own rage at the nations was my aid. I trampled these people in my anger, made them drunk with my rage, and hurled their glory to the ground. The next pasukim veer back towards the perspective of the Navi, who is looking on and describing the goings-on and Hashem's actions towards Bnei Yisrael throughout Galus. Chazdei Hashem azkir tehilos Hashem. I'm going to talk about and recount the kind acts that Hashem did, ka'al kol asher gemalanu Hashem, because of everything that Hashem has done for us, v'rav tov leveis Yisrael asher gemalam, kerachamav u'cherov chasadav, all of the plenty that Hashem visited on Klal Yisrael, according to his rachamim, his mercy, and his great kindness. Vayomer, and Hashem said, achami heima, I did it because they're my people. Banim lo yishakeru, they're my children, they're ultimately going to be loyal to me. Vayihi lahem l'moshian, therefore he was their savior, their deliverer. Pasuk 9 goes on to say that Hashem was good to us not only now in the times of the Geula, and not only will he be good to us in the times of the Geula, but if we look back all of the Galus throughout exile and every single sorrow, Hashem acted towards us in kind. Bechal tzarasam, throughout all of our sorrows, lo tzar. Lo is written with an aleph, but read with a vav. Lamed aleph, lo, it is not, or lamed vav, to him it was, tzar. Rashi explains the case of the Kri, Lamed Aleph Tsar. What does it mean? That throughout all of the sorrows, Hashem lo tsar. Hashem made the sorrow minimal. He made it better than we deserved for us to have it happen, despite the punishment that was deserved. He minimized the tsar for us. But it is read, Bechal tsarasam lo tsar. Throughout all the sorrows, it was sorrowful to him as well. We are re-emphasizing the deep belief that every pain that was felt in Galus was also felt by Hashem. There was never any pain that we only felt that he did not. And in all of our tzaros, Hashem was with us with his love and compassion. The times of the Mishnah, Masechtas Tanis, describes that whenever there was a time of special sorrow, what was done? They would take out the teva, which is comparable to our bima in shul, to the outside so that all Jews could congregate and pray a Tanis Tzibor, to ameliorate the tzara. And the Gemara says that the people put ashes on their head to show their sorrow. And they also placed ashes on the teva. And this was done with the explicit purpose of showing b'tzarasam lo tzar, that Hashem kaviyachol is also feeling the tzar as well. And symbolically, it always was clear to Klal Yisrael that Hashem was with Bnei Yisrael in the times of sorrow. Pasuk 10 shifts us back to our behavior during exile. V'heima maru v'itzvu es ruach kodesho. Klal Yisrael rebelled and grieved Hashem's holy ruach, his holy spirit. V'yehafech lahem lo'oyev. And therefore Hashem had to act towards them like an enemy. Hu nilcham bam. He himself fought against them. V'yizkor yimei olam Moshe amo. Ayei hama'aleim miyam es ro'etzono. Ayei hasam b'kirbo es ruach kodesho. And then Klal Yisrael remembered their old days, Hashem pulling their people out of the water with the Kriyas Yamsuf. And they asked, where is Hashem who brought us up from the sea and the shepherd of his flock, Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is the one who put this Holy Spirit inside of us? As if to say, even then when we didn't deserve it, Hashem reached out to us and pulled us out of our tzar. We want Hashem to do it again. Molich li'min Moshe zero'at tefarto, bokeam mayim mipneihem la'asos lo shem olam. Hashem made his glorious arm march with Moshe Rabbeinu at the right hand, and he split the yamsuf and made a name for himself for all time to come. Molicham batehomos kasus bamidbar lo yikashelu. He led them through the deep, and they didn't even stumble, like a horse in a desert rides on. Kabehema babikah sered, ruach Hashem tinichenu, ken nihagta amcha la'asos l'chashem teferes. And they were able to continue through the desert like a beast riding through the plain. Who did that? It was Hashem who gave them the ability to rest after their tzara. That's how Hashem shepherded his people to win that glorious name. So we ask Hashem to do it again. Habet mishamayim uri'eh, mizavul kachacha v'sifartecha. Look down from heaven, see from that glorious height that you exist upon. Ayei kinascha ugvurasecha, hamon me'echa v'rachamecha, elai hisapaku. Where is your kina, your zeal for us now? Where is your power for us now? Where is your yearning and your love? They're being withheld from us. Ki ata avinu, ki Avraham lo yida'anu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu, ata Hashem avinu, goalenu me'olam shemecha. During the slavery in Egypt, Avraham didn't know us. And during our time in the Midbar, Yisrael didn't recognize us. Only Hashem was our Savior and our Redeemer forever. This pasuk represents a reversal because we always preface our requests by asking for the merit of our fathers to stand before us. And here we're saying that our fathers didn't recognize us or didn't know us. And while Avraham is represented here and Yaakov as well, there is one of our avos that's missing, and that is Yitzchak. For explanation, and indeed Rashi refers us there, we turn to the Gemara in Shabbos 89:2. La'asad lavo, in the future, for the times of Geula, yomar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham, Hashem will turn to Avraham and say, Banecha chatuli, your children sinned before me. Omer lefanav, he says back to him, Ribono shel olam, master of the world, yimachu al kedushas shemecha, then they have to die for your name, they have to be wiped out for the sake of your honor. Hashem then turns to Yaakov and says, Banecha chatuli, and receives the same response. So then Hashem turns to Yitzchak and says, Banecha chatuli, your children sinned to me. And Yitzchak says, when Bnei Yisrael stood at Har Sinai and said Na'aseh before Nishma, you called them Bni Bechori, my firstborn son. And now you're referring to them as my children, Yitzchak's children? He argues with Hashem, looks at the Chataim, shrinks them down to almost nothing. And in the end, Yitzchak says, okay, now that we take stock of these Chataim, I'll take half of their sins on me, and Hashem, you carry the other half. And when Klal Yisrael come to thank Yitzchak as being their only father, he then turns and give the credit to Hashem. And they all daven to Hashem with the words we are learning now. Ata Hashem avinu goalenu me'alam hu shemecha. Now let's read into this Gemara and peel back another layer. Usually it is us, Klal Yisrael, that daven to Hashem with the names of our avos. We remind Hashem of our yichus to ask for sanction, for grace, for matnas chinam, for benefits we ourselves do not deserve. But we see here that Hashem is turning to the avos, as it were, davening about us. Hashem is searching for the Klal Yisrael that he can redeem. And the Gemara is saying, according to Sefer Chassidus, that Avraham represents chesed, kindness. Yaakov is teferes, rachamim, or empathy. And both of these are given to a person when they don't deserve them, more than they deserve. Sometimes a person gets rachamim, that extra measure of empathy. Sometimes a person gets chesed, that extra measure of loving kindness. But Yitzchak's characteristic is din, the exactitude of judgment. During the time of the Geula, Hashem wants Bnei Yisrael to deserve the redemption. So he leaves it to Yitzchak's midah. He goes to Yitzchak last because he needs his characteristic of uncompromising truth. If Klal Yisrael deserve the Geula, there's no question that Hashem will bring it. And the avos, who have always protected us so that Hashem doesn't get angry at us, here, la'asad lavo, in the future, Hashem turns to those avos because he wants them to find some way to allow the ge'ula to happen. And the only one who could do that was the midah of din, to show Hashem that Klal Yisrael is in fact deserving, and then the ge'ula can come. And the request for rachamim continues toward Hashem within the next two psukim. Lama tas'enu Hashem midrachecha, takshiach libenu mirasecha. Why, Hashem, do you make us stray from your ways and turn us away from fearing you? Shuv leman avadecha shiftei nachalasecha. Please come back from your anger for the sake of your servants, for the shvatim that belong to you. Lamitzar yarshu am kachecha, tzarenu bosesu mikdashecha. Our enemies have trampled your sanctuary, your Beis HaMikdash, which your holy nation have possessed only for such a short time. The final pasuk in the perek really begins the inyan that is continued in the next perek, asking Hashem to reveal his glory in this world as he once did. Hayinu me'olam lo mashal tabam, lo nikra shimcha aleihem. We've become like a people you never actually ruled, to which your name was never attached, never associated. If only, lu karata shamayim yaradta mipanecha harim nazolu. If only you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would tremble before you. And we will continue this thought in the next perek. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.